This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now for us to do our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review with the folks that are involved in my weekly DJV program, the Daily Show. We take the stars, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, and I play a role in it as well, to go through the top 10 stories. And if we have time, the people list as well, put together, prepared for all of us, and posted at talkers.com. The stories from what research they've been able to do, listening to the programs, talking to hosts, and visiting websites, the station websites, that sort of thing. So let's get at it. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, number 10, the climate change discussion, the environment. I guess there was a spill in Russia. Was it off the coast of Russia? And, normally it would have gotten tons of attention, but because we don't seem to have time for much of anything except George Floyd and what's going on with the COVID-19. Very little is getting discussed. So what do we know about it? Anybody know anything more about it?
20,000 tons of oil leaked into a river from a power plant. It's the region within the Arctic Circle. As far north of Russia as you can get, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So Russia declared a state of emergency, actually, over it. So
they're cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
I guess oil powers the power plant? I'm not sure the connection there, but
yeah, there's a lot of oil fired. If you go up and down the coast of California on any given day, you'll see dozens and dozens of ships. I used to marvel at it. I didn't even know what they were doing off the coast of Santa Monica when
I first lived
there. No, it's not drilling. Well, there is offshore drilling, you're right. But there also are tankers. The Manhattan Beach Power Plant always has, there's a line that's about a mile out into the ocean, and the tankers hook up to that bunker, and that's, they feed from the ships the crude oil that fires the power plant. And you can see any day, you can see a couple of ships out there, because there's a constant flow of oil into the tanks to feed that power plant, which feeds much of that inland area there, or the shore area. So there we go. That, you've just learned something, I hope. Number 9 on our story list, what's going on in social media? I think the focus is on their curtailment. The focus is probably on two different things, on what Zuckerberg said he wasn't going to do at Facebook and what Twitter has done to curb some of the things. Mostly, I think the focus has been on Trump, hasn't it?
No, it's been on a lot of different things. They have
It's been on Trump, yeah. I think. They marked him as, they marked his posts or some of them. Well, yeah, and
well,
the one thing that they chose.
Well, COVID, the ones that they chose, the ballots, right?
Yeah, the one that they chose was about ballot harvesting and voter fraud. And the president was actually 100% right about this. But Twitter, because it is political, and there's a person, literally a guy, who is in charge of integrity at Twitter, decided to mark this one as
fake news. What is integrity?
I can't remember the guy's name, but there is one guy who at Twitter has the job of, I guess, managing these high-profile tweets. And the guy is a known Democrat activist. He has talked about, I mean, his tweets on his own personal Twitter account are not necessarily kind to the president. So there were two tweets that they marked. One of them was about voter fraud in California. It stemmed from Gavin Newsom's executive order that would send a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls. And Trump tweeted about it, and they marked that one at Twitter, which caused a debate about whether or not these social media companies should be getting involved in the game of marking people as fake news, essentially. If Facebook's decided not to, Twitter has said that they'll continue to do that.
Hmm. All right.
Well, they didn't take his tweet down. What they did is they added a message that says that said there have been, and I'm paraphrasing, but something about numerous studies have shown that ballot fraud is not, voter fraud through ballots right. is not a thing or whatever. Which
if I were in charge of integrity, I would actually hit that
that's
one.
That's another case here
I know that that's an opinion thing, but there are a lot of, there are a lot of studies that have been done numerous times by Congress and the Senate, and they have not found any. Trump loves to talk about widespread voter fraud because obviously that speaks to his
base. I would tell you there's widespread voter fraud in Massachusetts. I don't know about any other
states. And in California, absolutely.
Yeah. So whatever the other information is, I have firsthand info on Mass, and Jennifer has, and I know, excuse me, I defrauded them myself once just to see if I could do it, and did. So it's
you just committed a felony. Okay.
Yeah, but this is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number eight.
Just for the program.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I was doing research. Number eight. Psychology, relationships, the impact of the COVID disaster. It really is on people in their jobs, people in their relationships, their families, friends, all kinds of stuff. Have either of the two of you had any relationship that was either enhanced or somewhat destroyed by the COVID? What's happened?
No,
I know
nothing
that you
destroyed,
spent,
no.
Yeah, you've had a lot of time on, you've used Facebook and FaceTime and other means to get together with your friends every week, right, Victoria?
Yeah, and especially our single friends, because it's been really hard on them. So we check in every week with some of our single friends just to make sure everybody, you know, they're still interacting.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Am I not your friend?
Yeah, I talk to you for 3 hours every day.
Oh, okay.
My other friends only get, like, 20 minutes. So, yeah, we check in on you all the time.
Okay.
But no, I think, you know, it's a lot of, we know in certain areas, a lot of divorces have been filed. It's not a great, it's not all that easy, all the togetherness. I know I have friends with young kids who have to, they work from home full time and they have to do homeschooling. And that's just been, I get agita just hearing them talk about it. So I can't imagine how stressful that must be. But no, I haven't lost any relationships. If anything, they've been made stronger.
Yeah. What about you, Jen?
I think so too. Yeah, I think you have to commit more to having that contact and staying in touch. I think that I'm really lucky in my life where I have a group of friends where if we don't, we're text messaging a lot more, but if we don't talk, we still can pick up where we left off. And so that's really good because everybody's obviously really busy with new schedules and kids and all of that. I actually do sometimes, but then you respond with like one word answer. So then that's kind of, you know, boo. I'll text you today. How about that?
All right.
He uses his iPhone for texting.
I like to talk to people. I like to hear their voice. I like to get what's really going on. There's no emotion looking at a flat screen. Thank you.
I love the app that was invented to give people their own space for the people who are going nuts, like those husbands and wives or the mothers who are overwhelmed, and they get an hour's worth of peace at their neighbor's house. I think that's a great idea. The Globe app.
Really? I have to look into that. All right, here's something. Speaking of the entire family, here's a product that's good for the entire family. Those of you who are on a weight loss kick, the folks at Calitrin, through their website, toploss.com, has extended a couple of different things that will help you. The Early Bird Summer Special is on right now. Basically, it's a BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free. Or let's say you buy three, get three free, or any number over that, it'll be duplicated. You can have some for your family, your friends. It's safe for everybody. A weight loss formula that has no stimulants, has no drugs. All it does is work. Pretty amazing, huh? The science behind it is solid. Scientists, matter of fact, put the formula together, doctors and nurses. The success rate is 86%, very consistent. All the info that's there at their website, toploss.com, with real people talking about their real situations of really losing weight. It's believable. And right now, you can get in on the deal. The BOGO deal is starting with, you know, summertime's just around the corner. Hello, hello. And if you use the DJV code, you don't have to pay any shipping, too. So buy one, get one free, or buy three, get one, get three free. And as I said, it's safe for the entire family. So if you all need to go on a diet, This is the way to do it. Go on the diet and also take Calitrin every night before you go to bed. Bingo, bango, you're going to be all set. It's very good support for any weight loss program that you're on. It works on its own. Calitrin is the product. Toploss.com is the website. The discount code is DJV.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horne, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Charts for the week of June 1st to the 5th from Talkers Magazine. Number 7 is a focus on China. Now the latest story from Florida is some Chinese got onto, was it an Air Force base or an Army?
Yes,
how'd they get on?
Naval base. Key West. Mm-hmm.
How'd they get on?
I don't know. I guess on Key, if you're visiting Key West, they trespassed. They
really?
Were just, they wandered on, took photos and video.
But they were up to no good.
Yep, they got busted.
Here's how I've been thinking about this story. So my dad, the great Mike Horn, always like could get into places because he just always says, well, you just look like you know what you're doing. And you do this, Doug. You know, you just look like you know where you're going. And
I just keep going
usually,
until somebody
tells
me to stop.
And never turn to look to the side. What I'm getting here is they're doing the opposite. They're looking confused like they don't speak the language and they're just wandering into these really high security locations.
Yeah, they're not good actors because apparently all of these people spoke English well and were found out. And so what is there to trust? And I think my understanding of the situation here leads us to believe that it's hard to trust people that are Chinese. It really is. 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Number six, as we continue to review all the items on the chart, this is Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and you to... This is a great exercise. I enjoy doing this every week with the ladies who are on the DJV program with me. This gives us a chance. We talked about most of these things, or all of them, during the course of the week on the DJV program, and now we have a chance to sort of put them all together tightly because of the research that, as I say, is published every week. These stories and people, those lists are at talkers.com. So number six on the list is the economy and the PPP, which is the payroll protection plan, mentioning the plight of the airlines. Pretty good bellwether. A couple of things from business this week. AMC Theaters declaring bankruptcy and basically saying that they're going to be sold to Amazon. Because they can't, they wouldn't reopen on their own. I think that's one. And look at, wasn't J.C. Penney that declared after bankruptcy, they're closing?
I think they're closing 154 stores by the summer. I think I read that.
Yep. Meanwhile, shares of American Airlines Group soared this week because they announced plans to rebuild their summer flight schedule. They say that there is demand that's increasing. Like by 90%, they're going to fly 55-60% of their domestic schedule, 20% of the international routes in July. But the numbers are way down, and the way they're doing it, I'm taking a trip a week, and they're putting people in first class. You're not sitting next to anybody or in front or behind anybody, so they carry half as many people there. And in the back, pretty much the same thing, at least the way they told me. They were skipping every other row, and they only put two people in seats in each row instead of three, and so that's at least half the plane is going to be. So even if they run their full schedule, they're going to still carry half as many people. But it's better than keeping the planes on the ground and having no ability to go anywhere. So there's that. Plus, the from my own perspective, I applied for and got help for my business, and Jennifer did too for her business, the payroll protection plan. At first, and I was not critical. I don't think it was fair to be critical. This was something that they grabbed to try to help people as fast as they could because it was necessary. And so it needed to be ironed out. There's been some legislation that's changed that reality so that it's easier to
Well, all that money that went to those huge companies at first, it was a mess in the beginning.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
But I think the reason for it is that, well, I think because they tried to roll it out so quickly.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of the banks, my experience was that because there were a lot of big banks involved and none of them wanted to service the loans because they weren't going to make any money on them, that it just caused huge delays and stuff. But it seemed like once the process started rolling, it was pretty easy. Like once you actually got in queue and you filled out your paperwork, it was pretty easy to roll, actually. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you had to have a good relationship with the bank.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Jen's right about the banks because I think it was Wells Fargo and Bank of America. There were a bunch of banks that it turned out that they were shuffling the pile and they were just giving loans to, you know, people that they knew would pay them back.
I was stuck to Wells Fargo. Well, it wasn't even the ones that would pay them back. It was the big businesses because they were making 1% on the loan. So they would go for the ones that were asking for the high dollar amounts, and then the small businesses that had the low dollar amount, they were putting at the end of the pile.
Mm-hmm. Well, fortunately, I do business with a small bank, so I got into the pile with everybody else that's at the bank.
Right.
They didn't take new customers. They just helped the customers that they have. And so that was, you know, a lot of local developers, plumbers, guys like me that have independent businesses, all. But the bank president and the people in the bank knew these folks, so they didn't have to do a lot of scrutinizing. They said, okay, yep, you deserve this, and under the circumstances, you deserve that, and you apply, and here's the number, and bingo, bango. That's how it was taken care of. But there's a lot more money supposedly on the table, and whether, like, as a farmer, ag's now getting some benefit out of all of this. I even had...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some of the federal troops moved into the Washington, D.C. area because of protests over the death of George Floyd are now moving in the other direction. Politico is reporting that Defense Chief Mark Esper has ordered hundreds of soldiers to head back to their home bases. The active duty troops are members of the 82nd Airborne Division. Meanwhile, Democrats on Capitol Hill are moving to limit a president's authority under the Insurrection Act. A bill introduced yesterday would require the president to talk to Congress before using that law. It would also put a 2-week limit on the act unless lawmakers provide an extension. The president did say he would send the military into cities to stop violent demonstrations. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says Trump threatened to use a slavery-era law to silence calls for justice. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Trump will visit the state of Maine today. He has quite a full agenda there. He's expected to arrive in Bangor for a meeting to discuss commercial fishing before then heading to Guilford. And once there, the president will be touring Puritan Medical Products, a factory that's responsible for making the cotton swabs that are used to test people for coronavirus. There are concerns about protests during his visit, but Governor Janet Mills and members of law enforcement say they're urging people to make their voices heard, but to do so peacefully. A major medical journal is retracting a study that found the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine did more harm than good in treating COVID-19. The Lancet reversed course on the finding after flaws in data, according to a follow-up. The study initially concluded that the drug never really did do any benefit for COVID-19 patients. President Trump has touted the drug as a possible coronavirus treatment, despite some other studies that also show it had no real benefit. And a new peak of atmospheric carbon dioxide levels is being observed at a government facility in Hawaii. Researchers from NOAA and the University of California said the Mauna Loa Observatory reached the new high last month when levels were as high as 417 parts per million. They say it's the highest monthly carbon dioxide level ever recorded. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Four after the hour now, we resume our overview. It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the stories, the people. Maybe I just go through the people list quickly before we get back to the top five on the story list, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keevan. Number 10, Mark Zuckerberg. And we're talking about the whole business of social media. Number 9, William Barr. Number 8, Ahmaud Arbery. Number 7, Joe Biden. Tom Cotton is 6, Drew Brees is 5, Bill de Blasio is 4, James Mattis, Mad Dog, number 3, George Floyd, 2, and Donald Trump, number 1. All right, so we'll weave a couple of those names into the conversation as we get through some more of these stories. Number 5, to review quickly, number 10 is the environment and the Russian oil spill, number 9, social media and using or not using it, psychology of I think there are two ways of reading into that. We kind of talked about them, what's going on as a result of COVID, but also the psychological impact of all of the pressure coming from the race problems we have in our country. Let's see, China and their what a joke, relations, using that term, relation. We have no relationship with China that has any value. It's a horror show.
Number six, the economy getting a little bit better. Positive signs there. The reopening of America with a focus on education. A lot of colleges this week made announcements as to their plans for the fall. But I haven't heard a lot of public school stuff. Where each of you are in New Jersey, Victoria, and Jennifer in California, what's the public school system saying, if anything, at this point? We know what's going on college campuses, but what about the system, the public school system?
It's funny you should ask, because the LA Unified School District actually yesterday just released their plan. They said that it's going to be a hybrid. They shut down their district in mid-March. They say that the new school year could start on August 18th, but they don't know if students, staff, if anybody will be back on campuses, and that more than likely they're going to consider a hybrid schedule. That'll mean that students will only be in the classroom a few hours and a few days per week, and the rest would be done at home, which is going to be really challenging. You know, in L.A., there are a lot of households that have both parents working because they need to stay afloat economically.
Yeah.
And I don't think this ends well. I think if you don't have someone overseeing the education of your kid, and if parents right now are home because most businesses were closed down, so it's been a little bit easier. But as companies start to reopen and start to ask their employers to come back, what are they going to do, especially in lower income areas where people just can't afford to have someone stay home? So I don't know. I don't know what that's going to look like, but certainly that's what they're considering. I've heard the idea of having the kids go to school on the weekend so that, you know, you'd have different tracks of education, essentially, where one track of kids would go to school Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The other might go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, just to spread it out, because the biggest thing is they're going to make sure that the class sizes are small. So in that respect, maybe that's better news. My mom, as a public school teacher, used to have to deal at the high school level in English classes with 40 to 45, 50 kids in a classroom. And so, you know, they're going to probably have to have that class size cut down to 20.
I did too. I was just thinking about the divisions and the classes I had. It was very standard to have 40 kids in a class, and I was teaching English and speech. Yeah.
One of the things, I have two girlfriends who are both teachers, and one of the things that a lot of, and they're doing video teleteaching every day, which is exhausting for them, and they need to be back in the classroom with the kids. But one of the things that a lot of parents are learning is that kids really don't need to be in school all day long. They've got about a solid 3 hours of actual learning and work and homework, and then they're done. And so I think the way that that productivity from people working from home is so much higher than what anyone thought it would be.
But you know, Victoria.
I think it's going to change education.
Yeah, one of the concerns that parents
the social
and schools,
concerns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the meals, how many children, we found out I didn't know this until all this started. There's some families that the children eat all of their meals, all three meals at school.
Yeah.
Or in some
well,
of the
they, you know, they're
schools.
Picking up meals.
Right. In
school.
L.A., they're still picking up meals.
Yeah.
And so that's been
But think about the social implications of that.
Yeah. It's,
and government implications of that.
You know, there's a lot of focus on anger and race and all of this. Think about what that plan for that I just told you about for L.A. Unified is going to do in vulnerable neighborhoods in my city of Los Angeles. What is that going to do? Instead, this is where I think we misplace a lot of anger. Instead of looking to defund the police, why not look at trying to figure out how we're going to fix this problem with the schools? Is it, you know, help
educate
people?
A lot of people are making the argument that that money should go to the schools and that the police don't need more money.
It won't, and we know it, because the way the budget's going to work is they're going to cut that money. They're going to say they're going to sink it into neighborhoods that need it, but that's not going to go to the schools. And I don't know. It's just, it seems that there's a lot of misplaced stuff. The stuff that could be happening right now, there could be a lot of good that comes from it, but I think people are misplacing where the real changes need to be made to ensure that people can have a life that is thriving in the country.
To me, it's a summer of unrest, and maybe that's part of the things people can protest. Number four on the countdown of the top 10, the health aspects of COVID, the controversy on treatments, things like the Lancet taking back its criticism of using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug. The studies are being done now. That's opening up. People are admitting that there is something to that. A lot of other things, hopeful news on the vaccine side, perhaps by the end of the year. The virus, I think it's, didn't we talk about the virus sort of mutating and it's not as tough now? Didn't that come about,
it
or did I do that on the health,
that,
the Good Day Health thing? I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, anecdotally, it seems to be, it has mutated again, and we know it's gone through several iterations. It seems to be, fewer people are going on ventilators, unless you have, you know, a real respiratory issue, an existing issue.
I think
issue.
People might be getting treatment sooner. I just read an article, CNN had something actually out, and just read it actually like a few minutes ago, saying that the virus hadn't mutated again, and actually there's been a swell of cases, and I'm sure after the protests probably settle in 14 days from now, we'll probably see a lot more. But I think maybe people are just not waiting so long, and they're actually getting treatment earlier rather than having to go to the hospital to be put on a ventilator. Instead, they're going to their doctor and getting treated ahead of time, which
well, we did. I don't think we talked about it on the DJV show, but did you talk about that warning about the cough syrup, Doug, with any of our doctors on the show?
Yes, I did talk about both.
I know we
of them.
Didn't. Yeah, we didn't do it on the DJV show, but that's something that a lot of people need to be aware of. There, look it up. Don't take Robitussin, Delsym, all that stuff. If you think you
have
COVID-19,
all the popular over-the-counter brands,
Dayquil, NyQuil, don't take any of that stuff. It makes it so much worse.
And you can get details on that if you want to listen to our Good Day Health shows at gooddayhealthshow.com as well. Now, number three is the focus on the presidential race. Most interesting thing to come out, for me anyway, this week, was the revelation that Mark Cuban has actually hired a pollster to see if he ought to run for president.
He did.
You thought he was going? Yeah, you thought he was going on cable news for his health? Come on. He's been all over the place.
Well, I think he might be an interesting, he might be an interesting candidate. He says what they found out is he'd take votes away from Trump, especially with independents.
I actually think he would take a lot of votes away from Biden, too.
I do,
there
too.
There are a lot of people who are underwhelmed.
Well, he said that I think for independents, he polled at like 77%. He basically won as an independent.
Yeah.
But he overall, against Trump and Biden, he would only get about 25% of the vote. That's why he backed out.
Right. Yeah, right. What a great combination, Bloomberg and Cuban president and vice president. Well, that'd be a
Who
great
Who would take
ticket.
The vice presidential position?
Know,
yeah.
Egos
those egos. I don't know about that.
I know. Yep. All right, so Joe Biden... the polls show Biden ahead, at least at the moment, but polls are usually worthless.
Well, those are national polls, right? And we know that national polls really don't matter. It's the state by state is what you really have to look at.
Yep, exactly.
To see how he kind of had his Hillary deplorable moment this week. I'm interested to see if it'll come back. Yeah, Biden. He said that he falls into traps an awful lot. And so
traps are set for him, or just because
it's just people ask him questions and then he falls into the trap. He did it with Charlemagne when he said that you ain't black if you're not voting for me over Trump. And this week, he said that 10 to 15% of Americans are just not good people. They're not very good people. And so Hillary had her deplorable moment where she said people who support Trump are deplorables. Now we'll see
what's wrong with that?
Moment.
If you're talking about the murderers and rapists and child pornographers and...
Well,
does that make up 10% of our population? Maybe it does.
No.
I hope not.
No.
Good God.
I hope not, but maybe.
I think by
the same token, how many people are meetings of people in jail? Some of them ought not to be there, but, you know, they're there. So
it's hard to quantify, and so I think that's the problem. He could have just said, you know, there are a lot of great people in this country, and then there are some bad people. But when you start, and somebody said, well, what's the percentage? And he felt like, well, maybe 10 to 15%.
Yeah,
so
that's nonsense. Here's something that is not nonsensical. For those of you who are interested in getting the best night's rest ever, keep yourself healthy. It's summertime and the windows are open. You got fresh air. It's lovely going into your bedroom at night, climbing into the sheets. Hopefully you got those Giza sheets from MyPillow and the MyPillows that have been washed and dried and are fresh. And you can, what do, Jennifer? You sort of form the pillow to your head and your neck. That's what's really cool.
Yeah, I curl it up and put it right in that spot, right where my neck and my head have that separation. Oh, so much better on my neck, which is extremely tense these days.
Yes, it is. And Father's Day is around the corner, so a good Father's Day present is getting some pillows for your father's bed. Get them right now by going to MyPillow.com, all the pillows. You can get them a whole assortment of pillows, the roll-and-go-anywhere pillows, the the regular pillows. They've got buy one, get one free with all the pillows at MyPillow.com. Maybe you get, I think the pillow is the best Father's Day gift of all the things, but you can look over all the items that they have. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, see what's there, and get a bunch of really cool things for your dad for Father's Day. Then you go online today and get them certainly in plenty of time for Father's Day. All the deals are at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV at checkout.
How do you have an effective food plot without disking, fertilizing, and spraying? I'll share right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
To have food plots without disking and spraying, you need to do it by the Buffalo method. And Dr. Grant Woods of Growing Deer TV is an expert in it. When you plant, use a no-till drill and put the seed directly in the ground without tilling. When you terminate weeds or other plants, use a crimper, which is like a buffalo going through the prairie. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com and remember the seasons never end.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the top two items, pretty much, well, the surprise is that COVID is not number one or number two or number three this week for the first time in months. The race relations, civil unrest situation, I said, this is going to be my only comment here, that I think we've glorified George Floyd, and there are other people who've had this problem that deserve as much attention as he. So, having said that, Jennifer, Victoria, what are your thoughts on where we are with all of this?
I agree. I agree with you on that. I think that we're in a really bad time. I think all of us have had an emotional week dealing with all of the unrest, with the images, the horrible images that we've seen. And, you know, I pray for our country, because I think that this is a lot for us to deal with, and certainly hopefully positive will come from it. I don't think defunding police and giving up law and order, however, is the right move.
Victoria?
I've had it, like Jen said, it's been a very emotional week, and the best thing that's come about it is a lot of dialogue. A lot of our, you know, my black friends are telling stories that I never even knew, and it's been such an emotional week, and I have a lot of friends in a lot of pain. So I just hope that, you know, we can all figure out some way to move forward together.
Yep, let's do that. That's the way to do it. No, can't do anything about the past. Move forward into the future. Take today one day at a time. All right, ladies, thank you. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Time now for us to get into our car and arrive. Thanks to the info world of Nick Miles. The car business has turned around dramatically. I want to talk about that. Sales bouncing back, according to a number of different items in the research department. So we get to that and a number of other things as we look forward to a discussion of what's going on in the automotive world. Cars of all sizes, right? Subcompacts, compacts, midsize. What's the difference? What do I really need and what do I really want? What can I afford? Once you decide on the size of the car, which are you going to choose? Andy Solomon now with some info on that.
As restrictions loosen and shoppers return to the market, you might be thinking it's time for a new car. Kelley Blue Book has their buyer's guide for 2020 models in one place. Micah Muzio, managing editor at Kelley Blue Book, has all the details.
These guides can help you narrow down your choice by vehicle type. Many folks aren't sure what they're really looking for. Do they need the extra legroom of a midsize car versus a small car? With kids, should they consider a midsize SUV or a minivan?
The 2020 New Car Buyer's Guide lists the average price of the vehicles by type, what it offers, what it doesn't offer, and what might surprise you.
And once you've chosen the type of vehicle that works for you, our 2020 buyer's guides can help you pick out your actual car. With easy access to our detailed reviews, rankings, and famous pricing guidance, finding the right vehicle is quick and simple. All that's left will be the test drive.
To make your new vehicle decision, head to KBB.com.
All right, Nick Miles from Auto Expert. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Our auto expert. Who came up with that, by the way? Was that you that did that tongue twister? No, you didn't come up with that, huh?
Every time we get off TV, every time I'd get off, like, Fox Sports, they go, yeah, there's our auto expert, Nick Miles. I'm like, is that URL free? Yes, it is. Here we go.
There we go. All right. So auto sales are bouncing back. Stock in the car companies up. And some of the research this week that I've seen indicates that sales were not off as badly as had been predicted. And I'm wondering about every car dealership I knew, and I'm close to a couple of guys that run big car groups, they were all bemoaning the fact that they went from 150 cars a month to less than 50.
and they have cars sitting on the dock everywhere. So what am I? And they were closed. So what are we missing here?
Well, I think one of the things that happened, Doug, is people still have the need and the want and the will to buy vehicles. And even though they couldn't get to a dealership, even though they didn't buy over certain weeks, as soon as those dealerships were accessible, they went back and they bought them. So the pace is coming back, and it wasn't, you know, people were holding off to try and wait to buy their vehicles, but they bought them anyway. So ultimately, I mean, last week it was only down 12%.
Really?
Off of what was expected of the year across the country. May in total was only down 20%. So those people were like, I will buy a car, but I'll wait a couple of weeks. That was kind of the thought behind it all.
How much of that activity is due to no money down, you don't have to pay for 3 months? How many people bought cars that have no business buying them, and in 3 months they're going to get them repoed?
Well, you'll be sad you asked. The idea is that, of course, it drove, a lot of that was on the bigger vehicles, right? So if you're going to go buy a giant big 1500 from Dodge or 2500 from Ram, you know that vehicle is a lot of money. You can pay anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 depending on what you buy and how you buy it. So
right.
Those people were the guys driving the deals, looking for the deals. J.D. Power and Associates reporting that those people actually went out and bought a lot more trucks. In fact, trucks are up in some areas of the country more than they were expected to be before COVID, and,
right.
and those mid-sized trucks like the Tacoma as well. So it really affected trucks more than anything else.
All right. So we'll see how that shakes out. The market share of our American brands versus the foreign brands, how's that holding up?
Pow, America, 39% of the market, which you always think that these big American three don't hold that much power in America anymore. It's not true. They have a majority. They dominate the truck market. They do dominate U.S. sales by almost 39%. So it looks good for them. They're doing extremely well.
All right, so that's a good thing. BMW has a new 4 Series Coupe. What's that going to do for their business?
You know, it's not so much about the car now. The debate over BMW is how massive can they make the grill? Can it be as big as those metal railings they use to keep protesters back? It's giant. The X7 got so much debate over its grill. I like the new 4 Series grill. I think it looks great. It's very digital. It's very sort of modern. It's very squarish. Still a kidney-shaped grill, but people don't care about the car. They just want to knock BMW for their giant kidney-shaped grills.
Really? I think the Lexus grill is ugly as hell, frankly, speaking about grills. At any rate, Nick Miles here every week so we can grill him on what's going on in the car.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.